just expect the competitor. You see him out there working right now. Like, we just got done with a scrimmage. He's still out there working. He's ready to lead us to a championship, and I'm going to be right there along with him catching passes.
Is he one of the biggest leaders on the team?
You could say he's a leader. He's still kind of new, so he's still trying to figure his role on the team. But, yes, he's definitely a leader when it comes to the passing game and talking to us and the receivers.
How about this? What did Troy do to kind of build some of those relationships with you guys specifically over the summer?
We usually watch film after the end of our day, before our curfew and stuff. We'll watch film, see what he sees, and we'll tell him what we see and stuff that we prefer and stuff that we like. So we're all on the same page. Like, we don't want to go out there on the game, man. We do one thing, but he's thinking another thing. We want to make sure we all have the mindset when it comes to the first game.
How about this receiving core as a whole? Doesn't seem like there's maybe one go-to guy. A lot of balance.
Yeah, there's a lot of balance. A lot of balance. A lot of size, a lot of speed, a lot of everything. There's nothing you can say that we don't have. So just be ready for a big year by the receiving core. I promise you that.
The receiving core was supposed to be a question mark. Are people going to be a little surprised what they see when the season starts?
Oh, yeah, because – I don't know, the last good passing year, I think, was Drez. Drez was the last good passing year, so we're just trying to bring that back, but more of a whole, just not one person, the whole receiving corps doing good.
But if there is a go-to guy, who's that going to be?
All of us are go-to guys. Bomb squad is one name, so all of us are.
not you?
We got to try. Breland, gotcha. He's kind of been in and out, really his whole career here.
Yeah.
But what we keep hearing things about stuff he does when he's healthy. Well, what do you kind of see from him trying to get healthy and trying to do stuff when he has
he finally got his mind right. Y'all missed it. He caught a 10-yard hitch and took it for 60 yards for a touchdown. So y'all missed that. So he's definitely a big play guy, not just another guy to add to our receiving corps.
What's the competition like sort of at that second level and guys who are trying to compete for roles this fall?
It's very competitive because everybody sees the good things that we're doing and everybody wants to be a part of it and contribute to it. So every day you have to bring it, no matter what your role is. And like Coach said, he just said this morning, nobody has their spot yet. So you got to come out and work every day, and that's what we're doing.
What does Coach Holiday do specifically to foster that?
He doesn't treat anybody special. He's straight up. He's honest in the meeting room. If you're doing something wrong, he's gonna call you out in front of everybody. He doesn't hide anything, and I think that just brings everybody closer because they know everybody's getting treated the same way. Nobody's getting any special treatment, so it just makes everybody want to work hard.
What is it about Troy that makes him that has allowed him to separate himself at the quarterback? And what do you guys like in him?
The one thing Coach strives for is consistency, and I think he's been the most consistent quarterback all camp. So that's what separated him and just leading a team, taking it one day at a time, not trying to do too much and not trying to do too little. He's just doing what's right at the time for the team.
When you see a guy like him out here before everybody and then leaving practice late, I mean, what does that say to you as somebody that, you know, is kind of looked at as a leader on this team?
That says I need to stay after practice a little bit longer. Nah, but it's great, man. Like, I always see him out there working. It just makes me want to work harder, honestly, because he's – like, we just had a scrimmage, and he had a pretty good day to me, and he's still out here getting work. So that just makes me excited for the year.